from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Friday night attacks in Paris that left 129 dead and more than 350 wounded are expected to loom large at the G20 summit. World leaders, including President Obama, are in Antalya, Turkey for the summit. VOA's Luis Ramirez is also there.
The G20 was expected to focus largely on the issue of terrorism of the Islamic State group and of the migrant issue, but the incidents in Paris now put more pressure on President Obama at this meeting here in Antalya to come up with ways to intensify the effort to come up with a better plan. The goals had been pretty modest heading into this meeting. Of course, this was before the incident of Friday in Paris, where his national security advisor had said that they were only expecting incremental progress in terms of coming up with a plan to eradicate ISIS in Syria and Iraq.
VOA's Luis Ramirez reporting from Antalya, Turkey. French President Francois Hollande canceled his plans to attend the G20 meeting immediately after Friday's attacks. Mr. Hollande has called those attacks an act of war against his country. In its claim of responsibility, Islamic State lashed out at the countries trying to suppress its attempt to establish a caliphate in Syria and Iraq and said France remains at the top of the list of preferred targets. Six sites across Paris were attacked, a concert hall, restaurants, a football stadium. While all the attackers were killed, it's not clear where others might be or their accomplices may be lurking in Paris neighborhoods. This is VOA News.